Well, well. Hello there. Oh, hush. If I'd have wished you harmed, you would have already been harmed. Really now, are you going to make me enchant you to stay quiet? Or are you going to stop all that noise and allow me to introduce myself? Now that's much better. Now, I owe you an explanation. Let's start with introductions, shall we? Since I already know your name, it's only fair you know mine. My full name is Ardette Lily. But that's a bit much, no? So you can call me Ari. As for why I'm here, well, a small matter, really. You see, as you may or may not have guessed from the horns and whatnot, I am a demon. A succubus, more specifically. Now, I know that sounds intimidating, but before you start screaming again, I assure you, I'm not here to make off with your soul or trick you into some eternal torment. That's all kinds of mumbo-jumbo other humans came up with. You see, succubi are agents of lust. Lust creates energy, and this energy is, rather literally, what keeps the world turning. It binds all living things together. It allows things to grow. It protects the planet from the hazards of what lies beyond. Quite simply, it's what makes life possible. As succubi, it is our job to create lustful energy around the world. Where there is a deficit in energy, we appear to correct the imbalance. Long story short, you, my friend, are square in the middle of an all-out tantric draught. As I'm sure you've noticed, there's been quite a lot of unpleasantness happening recently, Well, it turns out that people didn't use being stuck inside as an excuse to get busy. Instead, people have been shut-ins. Nobody's been interacting in any meaningful capacity for almost a year now. And, well, this area is particularly bad. Now, it's not all doom and gloom. As the succubus in charge of this area of the world, I have a couple options. I could go from person to person, city to city, sleeping my way around this whole area until the sexual energy is back to acceptable levels. But that would take more time than I'd like. And though it might be fun, I thought I might have a better solution. If I could find one man who is capable and willing to help me, the two of us could make enough energy together over the course of a week or two to get everything back on track. And he catches on. What's that look on your face? You're shocked I chose you? Or do you think I made a mistake? Please. I didn't pick you at random. You see, I've been watching you. You live a good life. You have a good group of friends. Your coworkers respect you. You make enough money to get by. You're happy enough. But you know deep down there's one thing you just can't seem to get. Satisfaction. You watch porn, and those solo sessions are good, but there's always something missing, isn't there? There's a certain itch you just can't seem to scratch, or rather, a void you can't seem to fill, No matter how many times you touch yourself, you can't quite feel fulfilled. Your heart just isn't satisfied. You're confused. I can see it in your head. You're worried because you don't have any experience. But you see, that's one of the reasons why I picked you. Teaching a virgin all the intimate and wonderful pleasures of the flesh generates raw sexual energy like nothing else. An elder succubus like me, giving a cutie like you his first blowjob, is a tantric equivalent of a nuclear bomb. The amount of energy we could generate is immense. I need you. And you want me. No, I didn't read your mind for that. Anyone could tell how worked up you are. Your pupils have dilated, and you're blushing fiercely, darling. Not to mention that beast I see straining your pants. So here's my proposition. You help me raise the local levels of tantric energy, and in return, I give you that satisfaction you so desperately desire. Over and over and over again. And I haven't mentioned all the perks yet. Oh yes, there's plenty of perks. I am an elder succubus after all. I've had millennia to grow my power. Let's start with the immediate benefits, shall we? Well, as gorgeous as you clearly find me, I'm not the only one you're stuck with for the next few weeks. You're confused again. Let me explain. You see, I'm a shapeshifter. I can become anyone, do anything. I could be that girl that you work with. The one with those legs that seem to go on forever. Wouldn't that be a treat? Or I could be that blonde you had a crush on in high school. Or maybe a celebrity. It's all within your grasp. And that's not even mentioning what will happen after we've finished our little marathon. See, after we're done, you'll carry my blessing. You'll find yourself rather irresistible to the ladies in your life. If you play your cards right and keep your head on your shoulders, you just might be able to recreate some of the things we do with the real deal. I can see this is all becoming a bit much, so let me simplify it for you. Do you want to spend the next 2 weeks having as much sex as you can handle with any woman you want, all without leaving the comfort of your home or any of those pesky strings getting attached? All you have to do is exactly what you want. What do you say? Yes. I thought you might agree. Welcome to the team. Now, shall we get started? Who would you like me to be first? Who am I now? I suppose it's a fair question. I created a form I thought might suit your tastes. I combed your mind for features you find attractive, which is how I ended up so voluptuous. You have good taste, by the way. I figured putting this body together was a good way to introduce myself, as humans tend to find my true form a bit overwhelming. So you want me first like this? Should I keep my wings and tail for you? Oh, how adorable. You didn't even notice them? That's just too precious. Although I suppose this body is rather distracting. You like them? Perfect. Now, how about you come over here and we can get down to business? I want you to explore me. Touch me. Feel my skin. Run your hands up and down my sides. Oh, that's it. Start by resting your hands on my hips. Now trace your hands up. Oh, up and over my ribs. Good. Now cup my breasts. I appreciate your chivalry in asking permission, but you can drop the shy act. I've seen into your head, remember? I know what you want. Every filthy desire. You want me. What do you mean, a person like you? Mortals. You think your number of sexual conquests dictates how worthy you are? How lovable, how touchable, and fuckable you must be to the world? If you think I'm here just because you'd give me more energy, then you're mistaken. There are millions of other virgins that could give me that same boost. But I chose you. I'm here because I want to be here. I'm here for you. Just look at how hard my nipples have gotten. Oh. Not to mention I can smell your arousal. And it is screaming to every succubus bone in my body. If I had any less self-control, you would have already been pinned to the floor. Now, how about you stop with all this worthiness talk, and I'll show you just how fuckable you are. Just say yes. Oh, finally. Come here. That smell, fuck. Your scent is driving me wild. Oh, let's get out of these clothes, huh? Then we can really get down to business. There you are. Lean back. Let me look at you for a moment. Oh, fuck. I love having you pinned under me like that. Watching you twitch. Oh, you don't know where to start? Here, how about you show my breasts some adoration? Cup them. That's it. Feel how hard my nipples are. Rub them gently. Oh, there you go. Finally taking some initiative. Oh, as lovely as this is, there's something else that demands my attention. Let me just make my way down. Don't be embarrassed. Just let go. Enjoy what I'm about to do to you. I'll teach you how to repay the favor later. Fuck. The taste of you. It's the pent-up frustration, the throbbing heat. I love having you in my mouth. Oh, that's it. There's nothing for you to do here but feel the warmth of my mouth wrapped around you. Oh, I can tell how much you're enjoying this. I can feel you twitching in my mouth. How about we try a couple of new faces, You like redheads? I should have guessed. This body is so small. I can't fit you all in my mouth anymore. We'll have to save her for later. I can't wait to see how much you stretch her out. How about we try something a bit more mature? Oh, now this body can handle a cock. I can tell you're close, but it's not time for that yet. Here. Sit up. There we go. You said my first body was the one you wanted, Noah. As badly as I want to mount you right now and ride you for everything you're worth, it won't do either of us any good if you're too worked up. I'm going to sit in your lap and you put it in when you're ready. You're ready? Perfect. Oh, I can see in your mind just how much you're enjoying this. Oh, look me in the eye. I want to watch you. No, not my tail. Yes, I know it's twitching. Oh, it's just that this feels better than I even thought it would. Hell. Oh, I can feel your pleasure colliding with mine. Oh, look down and watch. Feel yourself hinted in me as I... nine hells. This is certainly a pleasant surprise. You must really be feeling it. Keep moving your hips like that. Are you sure you're not the sex demon here? But your fantasies? Your fantasies are all so alluring. I can feel them bleeding from your mind into mine. Perhaps it was you that thought to seduce me into this. So many filthy thoughts to lure me in. Are you going to do it? Are you going to fill me up? Oh, come on. Do it. Oh, do it. Pump it into me. Oh, let go. Oh, show me just how desperate you are for my release. Come for me. First time. That was a hell of an effort. Don't worry about going again. Besides, even if the fun is over for tonight, I'm far from done with you. We have so many of your fantasies to fulfill together. Tomorrow, we'll move on to the next lesson. Overcoming the male refractory period. Easy now. Come here. No. Don't worry about the mess. I could explain how it works magically, but just trust me that it won't be there for long. Besides, what kind of sex demon would I be if I couldn't handle a little cum now and then? I hear that mind of yours trying to buzz back to life. Just relax. Rest now. Think later. I'm not going anywhere. That's it. Lie back and close your eyes. See you in the morning, lover boy.